Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'd like to welcome you to our Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you just called in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. I've been hosting this call for 17-plus years, each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern, suiting up and showing up. I have recorded many of my calls going back through the years, and you can find those calls on goldenmastermind.com, archive calls. I do record this call every single Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. The call is available on playback by noon Pacific Time the following day on Wednesday. You can find the recorded calls at calls, C-A-L-L-S, goldenmastermind.com. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements tonight, then we're going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. So what I'm going to do is just tell you a little bit about a few of the events where I will be speaking in the next few weeks, and then we'll move into how to create more leads than time. This Saturday, February 8th, I will be in Columbia, South Carolina, one of my favorite cities to host an event. I want to thank my two superstar hosts, Jennifer Corliss-Trinkner and Bridget Bartley, for putting this event on for me and hosting the event and putting the people in the room. Now, if you live in the North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, or Tennessee region, would like to attend this event, this is a generic event and open to the public. If you're an internet marketer, a direct salesperson, a network marketer, a real estate investor, or someone who specializes in real estate, this content will be unequivocally for you. All of my events are generic unless specifically stated and is a closed event. This is an open event and open to the public, as all the events I'm about to share with you this evening. On February 15th, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee, another one of my favorite cities. March 1st, it will be standing room only in Weehawken, New Jersey, at the Sheraton Hotel, right across the Hudson River from Manhattan. I want to thank Alexis Romano and her team, who will unequivocally fill the seats at that event, standing room only, and it is going to be a fabulous event for you to get some great content. My superstar internet marketing leader, Mr. Chris Scharr, will also be speaking with me at that event. March 6th, which is a Thursday, and March 8th, which is a Saturday, I will be in Del Mar, California, for a group of real estate investors. There should be about 200 people on the Thursday evening and another 100 or so on Saturday, March 8th. I want to thank Imran Clark, who's been a longtime client, who's a real estate superstar, for having me speak on those two nights. March 15th, I just added Temecula, California, in the Inland Empire, a beautiful city between San Diego and Los Angeles, with my good friend and teammate Ryan Vanderpool. March 22nd, my first ever trip to Wilmington, Delaware area. It's in that area. I'll be right there on March 22nd. And I want to thank a couple of great women for hosting me there, Meryl, and I want to thank and I want to thank you for having me at that event. It's going to be a fabulous event. On March 29th, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut, and April 5th, Buffalo, New York. Now, those are the events that I have lined up for the next couple of months. If you would like to have me speak in your city later in the spring, feel free to contact me at 209-932-0227. And on May 9th and 10th, I will be at the Meadowlands, New Jersey Hilton Convention Center on Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th, with Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, John Assaraf, Chris Scharr, myself. There will be an entrepreneurial panel of mompreneurs. There will be some top-tier personal trainers, and you'll hear from some other coaching clients of mine who are internet marketing rock stars, lead generators, five-figure monthly income earners. I'm bringing that to the East Coast, and I'll be doing that twice this year in the calendar year 2014. So with that, we'll move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. If you're a real estate investor or a real estate agent, if you do direct sales, if you own a business, small or large, If you're an internet marketing marketer, if you are in a network marketing company, then you understand the value of leads. And if you have 86,400 seconds in a day, then you also require leads for the dedicated time to attract qualified people to your enterprise. I started my lead generation journey in the late 80s. In 1990, I started to take lead generation seriously. Now, a little background on myself. I have a degree in radio and television from Northwest Missouri State University, which is about 2 hours north of Kansas City, Missouri. In that degree, I learned how to write sales copy in 1978 and 1979, 30-second television and radio commercials. I also specialized in radio sales. I got a Bachelor of Science degree and sold radio and television time, straight commission, for a couple of years right outside of college, not very successfully. It just wasn't my niche. But what I learned in college, I took classes on graphics and layout design, advertising copy and layout design, classes on journalism. I learned how to write sales copy. I watched the Obie Awards, which are the Oscar Awards for commercial advertising, and I started to understand how to write copy that would affect people emotionally and also how to use the power of persuasion. Now, if you're not watching billboards, paying attention to magazines, if you don't watch advertising on TV, you're not paying attention to the online marketing, then you got to get a clue, because you have to learn how to not only write, how to speak, but how to persuade. The power of persuasion. The average attention span of the average person is 28 to 31 seconds. The more you understand people's buying habits and behaviors, the more you understand why people do what they do, and the more you understand their predictability, the more power you have when it comes to using your spoken word. That means you learn how to paint the picture. Now, if you require leads in your enterprise, I'm just going to presume that you unequivocally require not only leads, but qualified leads. That means a lead that is qualified to purchase your products and services. Then I'm going to give you some great insight on at least 3 to 7 ways to create a lead. Now, there are traditional means of creating leads, and there are also some of the non-traditional. There's internet leads, there's old school leads, there's people you know and know of. Now, one of the most traditional ways to create a lead in the network marketing and direct sales industry is who you know. Back in my era of time, it was called your warm market. And going back to the annals of network marketing history, we have been taught how to make a list, how to qualify a list, and who to put on the list, how to jog your memory, and to come up with at least a list of 200 people, and we are conditioned to call our friends, family, circle of influence, and people who we know and know of. And for some people, they hit home runs with their friends and family, and then other people have anxiety about calling those people. Now, how many of you on tonight's call have had someone that was not favorable to your venture when you called them, someone in your circle of influence? That occasionally happens, but I'll tell you what, it's important that you do call people on your list, or at least selective people on your list, because it's quite disappointing when someone's on your list and they end up in someone else's enterprise or someone else's company, and you see them at one of your company or events, or you see them on Facebook in today's world, and they're making 4 or 5 figures a month. So is it important to make a list? Unequivocally. But I never had that good a list back then, or at least that's the story I used to tell myself. I was in the NFL club. I had separated myself from people in my circle of influence. As a recovering addict and alcoholic, I didn't want to call a lot of the people that I had partied with, drank with, passed out with, and made a fool of myself with. And I had shame and embarrassment over some of the things I had done in my drinking career. So I didn't use my circle of influence early in my career. Later in my career, I started to develop the circle of influence. I started by writing newspaper ads. Now, back in my era, in the late 80s and early 90s, the average phone bill was about $2,000 a month if you were a serious network marketer. When long-distance rates were 26 to 38 cents a minute from the big three, MCI, AT&T, and Sprint, I mean, it was a serious endeavor to do any kind of calling. And we also were taught to do bump-ins, too. That's the term. You go out and bump into people. But here's what I learned. I learned not to go out and market. I learned to market when I went out. So I created leads whenever I went out. One of the best people I ever enrolled was in a health club. I saw a woman in a health club who had a can of weight loss powder in her hand. I asked her a couple of questions that led to qualifying her for my time, met her the next day, and sat down and enrolled her. She went on to achieve $250,000. Now, that's an isolated area. In her second year, she was $250,000 income earner. That's an isolated situation. That was a three-foot rule type of prospect. Now, the three-foot rule, that means someone in 3 feet within you. And that if there's someone standing in line with you at a Starbucks, someone standing in a grocery line, someone standing next to you, you don't go, hey, I got a great business. You want to jump in it? Well, there's a system to qualify a lead. And if you don't have a system to qualify a lead, then you'll end up winging it, and there's a high probability that you will end up disappointed. Now, point number one in tonight's call is this. Leads are a way of life, and there's an equation when it comes to leads. You must have more leads than you have time. You must also take your lead generation seriously because it is a profession, not a hobby. That means you must be willing to invest time, money, education, and the ability to market, which is the ability to ask questions, the ability to write, the ability to understand people's buying behaviors and patterns. There is a book written by the great Paco Underhill called Why We Buy. There's a newer version, and there's a second edition, and then there's this companion book to that, Why We Buy. You should have books on branding. I have a book on the greatest ads ever put together on the Super Bowl. I posted a Super Bowl ad last night with the Clydesdale and the puppy. It was absolutely awesome. It definitely affected your emotional state and created a brand unconsciously in your mind. The purpose of calling leads is this. There's three situations that someone will join your team or buy a product and service from you, and your entire lead generation campaign hinges around these three key points. The number one reason that someone is going to join you is money, M-O-N-E-Y. It's love that makes the world go round, but remember, money pays for the trip. Love makes the world go round. Money pays for the trip. I occasionally pull that quote out and post it on Facebook. So money is one of the reasons. Liability debt, a college education for someone in their circle of influence or family, paying off a college loan, paying off a mortgage, paying off unsecured debt, getting out of debt, a trip around the world, a trip of the lifetime, car of their choice, or lifestyle. Money is a very easy commodity to sell because it paints the picture. If money were not an issue, what would you do with your time? That's how you prospect the lead. But you write sales copy and ask people questions about the good life, and that's what you want to be able to do. That's what money, that's the pretense that money provides, the good life. So you ask people if they're looking for a way to create an additional income stream. You can do this in your sales copy. You can do this in the questions that you ask. You can also ask someone if they've ever considered being an entrepreneur, if they've ever considered starting their own business. You have to learn this when you are writing. You write and ask questions. When you communicate and talk, you ask a question, you don't create a statement. A statement creates dead air. A question provokes a response. You must understand that. That's why you learn to ask questions at the end of your writing or at the end of a sentence. You end with a question. The second reason that someone would buy a product or get started in a business with you is this. They're dissatisfied with their vocation, and that means that they're underpaid, they're underrecognized. They don't feel worthy at their job. They don't feel like they're going anywhere. There's pressure at the job. They don't like a supervisor. Any multitude of reasons, they're dissatisfied with their vocation. You definitely want to find people that are in that situation. And you also learn when you have a lead to set the sale. The way to close the sale is to set it up first. You can't just bumble around and stumble in and expect people to just jump in the boat. You have to be able to systematically ask a series of questions about the outcome you seek to set the sale, to close the sale. The third reason that someone may join you is a vanity reason. They want to release weight. They want to look better. This is where your creams come in, when your skincare comes in. This is where an energy drink will come in. They want to increase their energy. They want to be able to look better, feel better, look younger. Vanity products, hair restoration, skincare, weight release, energy, any multitude of situations, anti-aging, reverse aging products. They all paint the picture of the good life. It creates sex appeal. People want to look good. People want to feel good. It's a win-win situation. Boost of energy, release weight, the good life, look younger. And this is what infomercials do. You should unequivocally study infomercials, specifically by a company called Dunthe Ranker. They have produced Thighmaster. They have produced Maury Windsor's Pilates. They produce Tony Robbins' The Edge. They produce Victoria Principle. They produce Proactive. They produce Cindy Crawford's Anti-Aging. They produce a lot of infomercials. The great Jack LaLanne also had a series of infomercials. The number one pitch man in the history of television, Ron Popeil. It slices, it dices. You must learn to understand the rules that govern marketing. That means you must be a marketing student. You should have Gary Vaynerchuk's two books, his new book called Punch Punch, and then his book called Crush It. You must start to pay attention to social media because that's one of the least expensive ways to create a lead. But lead cultivation, lead capture, lead identity, you must start to have more leads than you have time. Leads are a way of life. If you're going to write something down, write that down. Your affirmation, everywhere I go, I pick up leads. A couple of years ago, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana, doing an event with a group of great entrepreneurs, a very good client of mine, long-term client, Mr. Chris Schweda. I've known Chris since 2003. I went to a restaurant in Metairie, Louisiana, named Acme Oyster Bar. I also have dined numerous times in a place called Drago's, which is another great local establishment. In Acme Oyster Bar, they had a bowl, a fish bowl, with business cards. Now, I stood in front of that fish bowl, and I picked out a few of them, and I took them home with me, and I called the leads. You can go out anywhere in any city, USA, Canada, Australia, anywhere in the world, and find business cards. Business cards are easy to find. If you're a realtor, you should have a lot of business cards. It's not that difficult to collect a business card. Do you have a card? Would it be possible for me to get a card from you? I mean, it's a very simple question. When you're asking questions, it's 5 to 15 words with the mythical, magical sign, a question mark. If you remember Batman, the Riddler, remember him, Frank Gorsham, the original Riddler on Batman? On his body, he had a question mark. Start to get a good vision of that question mark, because if you're not asking questions, you are talking. If you are talking, your mouth is open, and you are telling and selling, and you're actually making a situation that's not going to be conducive to the outcome. It means you're overselling. You're explaining benefits and features. You're telling the history of the company. You want to learn to leverage yourself by using leads and using a system. And the simpler it is, the easier it's going to be. Now, here's some ways to create some leads right now. Every city you're going to drive down in, every city you're going to have billboards. Well, some billboards are very expensive. Some are inexpensive. Every billboard has an 800 number on it. You cannot get what you do not ask for. Call a billboard company just so you have a basic understanding of a contract that they have. Pay attention to the billboards. Any billboard that you would call, someone else will call. But if you say, oh, I don't watch TV, you better start because you've got to learn how to market. Watch the ads you see. Spend time. Have a better understanding about ad copy is written. 28 to 30 seconds is the average attention span of the average American and Canadian. Commercial advertising is broken down into 3 10-second increments. The open is where you get seduced. The benefit and the feature is where you get hooked. And then the close is the last 10 seconds. That's the call to action. The more you understand that principle and how to get your point across in 30 seconds or less, you will unequivocally become much better at how you state your purpose. The purpose of my call. See, there's a purpose in your advertising. If you don't have a purpose in your advertising, you are just winging it. You should also be very clear on the type of person you are seeking, and then you write your ad and sales copy around that type of personality. When you are out in public and you are prospecting, your sales copy that comes out of your mouth, and you get comfortable with that sales copy, the highest paid profession in the world. But if your left brain says, well, I'm not good at this, then you'll get rewarded by being broke. And if your left brain says, I don't know what to say, well, you're not saying anything. You have to learn how to ask a question in a sequence. There's an absolute science to sales and marketing. If you don't master the science of it, you will stay an amateur. And if you want to go to being a professional, like some of my clients who are absolutely have their lead boxes filled, then you will have to learn how to write sales copy, how to ask questions, how to pay attention, how to listen, how to hear what's meant, not said, how to differentiate between a suspect and a prospect, and most importantly, how to let people go quickly who do not qualify for your time. Here's the equation you want to master. 3 to 7 lead sources, more leads than time. Here's some ways that I've used leads in my career. I have had billboards. I've done roadside signs. I became a postcard king in the 90s. I would do a minimum of 2,000 postcards a week. We had a 5% return, meaning at least 5% of 1,000 postcards would call me back. I also created a check letter. It was a tri-fold letter that folded. The top third with it was a check. It said Bank of Freedom. It had a stamp across it, prepaid, do not pay, which means it was an advertising campaign. It was made out for $250,000 to the people I had on a list. I know some of the best list brokers in the world, Macromark Media. You can Google them, Macromark Media. You can buy multiple lists for those situations. I have done fax blasting. I have done every type of advertising you can possibly imagine. I have created multiple interest creating remark cards, ICR cards. They are the size of a standard business card, and I had an interest-creating remark on it. Usually it was a question with an 800 number that was directed to a voicemail that was 75 seconds. My voicemail messages are 75 seconds with a hook and a call to action. My outgoing message on my voicemail is leave your name and number twice, only if you're serious, not curious, about starting a business from the comfort of your home, and I will personally return your call. My standard voicemail was like this. Hello, my name is Jeffrey Combs, and I'm inspired for you because this call could change your life. If you're like me and you've wondered if there was a legitimate business where you can create results from the comfort of your home and also improve the quality of your health, then listen to what I have to say. Many of our associates are improving the quality of their health and creating 4- and 5-figure monthly income results in their first 6 and 12 months with our company. Now, if you're skeptical, then this information is probably not for you. Let me cut right to the chase and let you know what I am seeking. I'm looking for producers, people who are results-oriented, multitaskers, and people who want to achieve a 6-figure lifestyle in their first 2 years with our company. Leave your name and number twice, and I will personally return your call and the best time to return your call. Thanks for calling. You have a great day. That was very similar to the voicemail I've used throughout the entire lifespan of my career. And where did I get that script? I wrote it because I wrote that specifically for the type of person that I was looking for. There was a built-in takeaway in there. This is probably not for you, very subtle. If you're skeptical, don't leave a message. I'm not looking for it. Leave your name and number twice in the best time to return your call. The person that actually left their name and number twice in the best time to return your call, I had a very high probability of closing that sale, about a 50% ratio of closing a sale that left their name and number twice. That was a meticulous message. That means I was very clear in my sales content and my delivery on specifically who I am looking for. When I am looking for a business builder, I am looking for someone who is money motivated, a self-starter, someone who is recognition conscious. I'm looking for someone who does not require a lot of supervision. I'm looking for a multipreneur, a multitasker, a mompreneur, a personal trainer, a chiropractor, a business owner. I am not looking for a corporate American. Nothing wrong with corporate Americans, but I'm looking for someone that I can collaborate now with. I'm looking for someone who can seize the day, carpe diem, who can spot an opportunity and capitalize on it. Opportunities are never lost. They're seized by the few who are open. So when you're writing any kind of message or sales copy, target it specifically to the type of person you're looking for. And here's just a little reminder that you can use. Put down 7 qualities you're looking for in your future teammate. I call it a prosperity partner. Write an affirmation of what it is you're seeking. I'm looking for a self-starter, multitasker, someone who's recognition conscious, money motivated, has influence and affluence, ready to start now. Put your own criteria. I also want someone who's image conscious, health conscious. I want someone who, in wellness, if I'm marketing wellness, I want someone who wants to achieve income, who's also going to see the value of the product and services. They're not, they don't have broke thoughts. They're not going to whine and complain about any kind of auto ship. $100, $200, yes, chief. About $200, can you handle the truth? That's what I'm looking for. Someone who can pony up and really invest a couple $100 in some of the greatest wellness products in the world. Or whatever product, I mean, I want someone who's going to invest in themselves, invest in their health, and be able to teach the same kind of duplication to their team. I want someone that has money to invest in a business and invest in marketing. I don't typically want someone who's absolutely down on their luck, although I'll cover that. I don't want someone who has broke thoughts, who's skeptical, who wants convinced, who wants me to beg and chase them into my enterprise. This is my enterprise, chief, and here's what that means. It means if you don't qualify, I'm going to let you go very diplomatically. See, it requires posture to create leads, attract leads, be a lead generator, and be a closer. And I'll spell closer for you, M-O-N-E-Y, because a closer knows how to collect and or attract people they can collaborate with to create money. You're not looking to attract money. You're looking for people who want to live a good life. And people who want to live a good life have a different kind of mindset. It's called prosperity. It's not that they're just money motivated. You want a well-rounded human being, a soul having a human experience, who has some juice, the DNA, the goods, someone who can create a frickin' enterprise with you in the next 30, 60, 90 days, cuz that's what you're looking for, C-U-Z. You are looking for someone who has some juice, the goods, the DNA, and they are out there. I answered a USA Today ad, and I was absolutely destitute financially, not emotionally. I was rock bottom financially, but I knew that my game was going to turn around in 1996 because it had to. I was at that spot where the pain is great enough. Now, I wasn't really down on my luck. I was financially challenged. You want to find someone like that who the only way to go is up. Sometimes when someone is rock bottom, occasionally, you may find someone who has nothing left to lose. I was one of those people. I answered USA Today in December of 1995 and absolutely turned the corner in 1996. The gentleman whose ad I answered, T.C. Bradley, went on to be a very good friend of mine. You can Google him. He's right out there on Facebook. He's one of my friends. He's a very successful real estate investor. He was selling snack roots in Alsip, Illinois, 708 area code. He was also a Pentecostal minister. He was brand new to that company, and he had some posture. He put a great ad in the USA Today. It said, attitude, I refuse to let you fail. That's all it said, attitude, I refuse to let you fail. It had a recorded message in it that was about 3 minutes long. I listened to it, called him. I listened to an 11-minute message, and I ponied up $1,300 that I did not have in 24 hours and got started the very next day and achieved $460,000 in that next calendar year. And it was amazing because, like, everyone that I'd been looking for in about a six-year period showed up. I had paid the dues. I did not tiptoe quietly through life. I had been studying diligently by being in action, not in action. I was in action for about 6 years. I ended up with some liability debt, and I was ready to turn the corner around. Also, by the time I had arrived at that state, I was very skilled at writing sales copy. I started out writing newspaper ads, magazine ads. I wrote ads on the back of anything I could. I put interest-creating cards in books at Barnes & Noble. I took little baggies with a rock and put my left-hand side window down and threw them in good neighborhoods with an interest-creating card that said 250,000 first-year potential, frightened of being successful, let me scare you to death with an 800 number. Advertising must be simple. You do not write an entire page or drunkalogue when you're writing sales copy. Sales copy should be 3, 4, 5 lines with a caption. People read the caption. The caption should be either on the left-hand side of the sales copy. Ideally, it's centered and balanced over the top in double space black type. Colors that people relate to when you advertise: yellow and red, the color of a yield sign, the color of a stop sign. Green is good because it also represents money, also represents the ecology. Silver and gold are very good because it's already in people's minds. Silver and gold, the power of gold, the power of silver. Take a look at what Coors Beer uses for their advertising colors. Silver Bullet is blue. You can drink the beer when it's cold, when the mountains turn blue. They also use red in their lettering. Head for the Rockies, gold in Colorado. The color in the can is golden. Pete Coors in the advertisement is standing in front of a river that is running. It's babbling down. It's a babbling brook, snow in the background, and he's wearing a sheepskin jacket. The All-American boy, Pete Coors, marketing Coors Beer. The more you understand how advertising works, the better you're going to become at becoming a student and a master at lead generation. You can create a lead anywhere you go. I wrote a 6-question survey, a millionaire survey, and I used to go to the North Dallas Mall called the Galleria, and I would walk through that mall with a clipboard. I would avoid the security guards, and I would ask people, excuse me, I'm conducting a millionaire survey. Would it be possible for me to ask you 6 simple questions on how to become a millionaire? So, I mean, I wrote that myself, and you can do the same thing. You can write your own millionaire survey. Here are some of the questions I ask in that millionaire survey. Do you presently have a vehicle to get you to a millionaire? How would an extra $500 to $2,500 or more from the comfort of your home change the quality of your life? Do you presently know a millionaire? See, that's a key question. Because if they do know a millionaire, and then I'll give you the rest of the questions, if they do know a millionaire, I'm going to get that millionaire's number, and I am going to call him. So I had 6 questions that I would ask. How serious are you about becoming a millionaire? There is question number 4. And I don't remember what number 5 was, but number 6 was this. Would you like me to get back with you? If they said yes, then I could get their phone number. In today's world, I could get their email, and I would call them. Here's the key to a lead. When you get a lead, call it now. See, many people will buy leads, and then they procrastinate. Oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to show up. I don't know who I'll be. I don't know who I'm going to be today. I don't know what to ask. Get over it. You have to be able to ask a series of simple questions in synchronicity. I mean, you learn to ask a series of questions in a sequence. Hello, my name is Jeffrey Combs. How are you today? I'm calling you from Stockton, California. You responded to my roadside sign about starting a business from your home. Is that correct? Presently today, like right now, today, I have 50 roadside signs out in my home city of Stockton, California. My roadside sign is yellow in the background, red lettering. It says Millionaire Seeks Apprentice. It's a wooden stake that my assistant, Michael the Machine Polar, put out for me. The last couple of days, I'm starting to get calls coming in, 4 to 5 calls a day. Some of them are hang-ups. The left messages are the ones I call back. I called someone last night at 9:30, told me he didn't have a computer, gave me the usual situation. Now, what's this about? This is about me seeing if you qualify for my time. Oh. And he was donating, and I thanked him very, very nicely, diplomatically, gave him a website and said, thanks for your time. Call me back if you're serious. And voila, he has not called me back. The fortune is not in the follow-up. The fortune is in how you schedule the appointment and how you close the sale. Then the next fortune is in the culture you create from the leads that you attract. Now, I hear this all the time. How do I get a business builder? How do I find someone who's going to be a millionaire? Well, here's what you do. You get very specific on what you're seeking through your own law of attraction. You have to let go of your anxiety about calling leads, attracting leads. You have to let go of your scarcity mindset. This is just a simple arithmetic scientific equation. You cannot attract prosperity and scarcity. It just does not work. You cannot, you, whoever you are, if you have broke thoughts, you cannot attract people who are prosperous because your message is mixed. And if you operate in scarcity, if you operate in anxiety, if you are overwhelmed, you will fumble around with your words. And that's the very reason that someone will cut you off in mid-sentence and say, how much money are you making? And then when you hear someone that's a superstar say, I don't get those questions, the reason being is because in their dialogue with money and their dialogue with themselves, their self-talk, They don't have gaps and delays in their delivery. But if you live in your left brain or you're a people pleaser and you're concerned with making mistakes or offending someone, or you don't want to call someone at the supper time or the dinner time or the time of time when you might be bothering someone, or you don't want to offend anyone, or you don't want to think any, you're trying to sell something to them, if that's the mixed message you send, then you're going to attract the kind of people that's going to confront you. But when you learn to let go and just relax, you'll encounter some people who aren't really looking for a business. Occasionally, someone might lose their composure, but overall, most of the people are going to tell you they're not interested. You're also going to encounter a lot of voicemails. And this is why you learn to attract leads, because it heightens your law of averages. And the quicker you call a lead back, you can't afford to let a lead rust. Rusted leads forget who they called. And here's why: when you buy a lead from a lead generation company, that lead is sold at least one other time for a premium lead. So when you're buying a $3.50 lead from most of the lead generation companies, that's a proprietary lead sold to one other customer in the first 30 days. After 30 days, that's called an aged lead. So originally it's a real-time lead, and after 30 days it's called an aged lead, and the aged leads get recirculated. It goes back into the lead bin. It's resold as a 90-day-old lead, a 30-day-old to a 90-day-old lead. So that's about a 50-cent to a dollar lead. Now, I cut my teeth in the mid-90s on 10-cent leads. So for 50 bucks, I'd get 500 leads. I would call them all in 1 week. I'd leave messages. A left message is also an opportunity to attract a lead back to you. On a left message, you will receive only about 1 to 5% of the people who will call you back. Here's a very effective left message. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm calling you from Stockton, California. You responded to my internet ad about starting a business from home. If that is still correct and you are serious about changing the quality of your life, here is a website you can review, www.winner.com, and my phone number, 209-932-0227. Thanks for your time. You have a great day. Now, I had a voice drop earlier today. I had someone who was doing 800 voice shots. That's another way to create a lead. Voice shot is a service, voiceshot.com. That's where you can get a list of phone numbers and dump it into voice shot. You can create a message in voice shot, and it will call out. It'll shotgun these phone numbers. However, you're crossing some bridges there that could be into the do not call list and all these other rules that the government makes to keep you from creating leads. But voice shot is one way. So here are some ways to create leads. Newspaper advertising. Newspaper advertising is not nearly as effective as it used to be because newspapers are watered down due to what's going on the internet. However, you can advertise in newspapers online. However, most people don't read the newspapers the way they used to because they can go directly to wherever they want to go to. They can read CNN. They can read all the news sources directly online. Some of those sources have ways to advertise. Magazines, you can still advertise in magazines. I've advertised in some obscure off-the-wall magazines. I've advertised in horse magazines. I've advertised in Western magazines, gun magazines. I've advertised in Black Enterprise. I've advertised in Jet in my career, The Rob Report. I've advertised in sports magazines. They're usually very inexpensive. The Rob Report's a little more expensive. It's about 500 bucks a month. Most of those type of advertisements you can run for $125. Singles, believe it or not, you can advertise in some singles publications, online single situations, and I have had clients who have recorded people out or who have enrolled people out of dating services, people who they have met. Hey, I mean, a lead's a lead. You want to find some great leads, the power of attraction. I have advertised on the back, believe it or not, on the back of tape that comes from a grocery store. The next time you're in an upscale grocery store, look on the back and see if there's an ad on it. I've actually advertised on there. I've advertised on benches before. I've advertised on buses. I've advertised where you can advertise advertisements. I have experimented with almost every form of advertising that you can imagine. Do you know that your local television, you can advertise inexpensively on your local television, on ESPN and some of the channels, like MTV, VH1, some of those, you see local ads. Go ahead and call in there and see what it costs to do that. See what it is. Have you ever seen an airplane fly above? I've actually seen airplanes with a network marketing advertisement on it. Have you ever flown into Orlando, Florida? As you're landing in the airport, the Orlando Magic's home arena has the Amway sign on it. The reason being is because Amway now owns the Orlando Magic. Have you ever seen in the Super Bowl that companies have advertised? Amway is actually advertised on the television. It's a company called AdvoCare out of Dallas, Texas. They advertise on the NFL channel. They use Jason Witten as a spokesperson. Now, this makes network marketing look good when you see that the companies are nationally advertising. You also must be very proud of your industry. So when it comes to advertising, patience is required. I had a client in Orlando, Florida, who was a very successful real estate investor. He had a trailer, angle iron welded, a very light trailer that he pulled around his SUV with small wheels. He could pull it up to 75 miles an hour. On the sides, he put brackets on each side so he could put a sign that said, "Real Estate Investor Seeks Houses." And so he had red letters that he could slide in there. He put, "Real Estate Investor Seeks Apprentice." And he would put, "We will buy homes." And he would drive around the Orlando freeway for about 2 hours a day, collecting at least 50 advertisements. I once wrote an ad for one of my clients that said, "I upped my income, so up yours." Now, he had that in the back of his Hummer window. If you have a vehicle that has a flat window, you can absolutely advertise in that flat window because it shows up. Door ads don't work as well, because people don't see it. It's more difficult to see. Roadside signs, if you're going to do any roadside signs, I absolutely suggest that you call your city to see if there's an ordinance and get roadside signs. You can not only get the sign, you'll not only get the signs taken down, but they can actually fine you. So you don't want to get a fine, you don't want to be putting signs out in a city that has an ordinance against them. Where do you create leads? Social media is an absolute traffic master. It's a great way to create a lead. On a post, you can actually write what looks like an advertisement on a post for free. Mompreneur seeks self-starters. Must be highly motivated, health conscious, ready to start a business now. Inbox me. Entrepreneur seeks self-starters. Entrepreneur seeks money-motivated individuals who want to create four- and five-figure monthly income. One of the greatest ways to learn how to write sales copy is to watch what other people are doing. On every single day, on the right-hand side of your Facebook, someone is advertising on pay per click. Pay attention. Click on the ads. Watch what they do. Watch how the lead capture page pops up. Here's one you can take a look at. Sales funnels are another great way to create a lead online. Sales funnels in the last couple of years, you can create some exceptional leads. Now, my team, Chris Schar and Michael Poehler, are very exceptional at creating sales funnels. For about $10 a day, you can create 5 to 10 leads a day for 10 bucks a day by using a sales funnel. That breaks down to about $2 a lead. When you have an ad cost, they get you $2 a lead on that kind of advertising online. That's good because those people fill out a 7-question questionnaire, leave their name and number real time, so that's a branded lead specifically for your business. Now, we have a sales funnel called HollywoodFitnessSecrets.com. It's a fan page, and on that fan page, on the left-hand side underneath the picture, you can click on the website, and it'll take you right to the sales funnel. And we give away a free 5-day boot camp in that sales funnel. It's a downloadable workout for that lead capture type of audience. Now, we are very good at showing people how to do those. If you have any interest in that, you can call Chris Schar, 925-324-0004. Now, that's for a much more sophisticated person who's willing to invest a different kind of income into creating a brand, a sales funnel, a fan page. You can recruit out of groups. You can start a group. I mean, there are so many ways to create leads. Me specifically, I'm not a meetup group guy, although you can monetize a meetup group. You can go to meetings and events. But if you're going to go to meetings and events, then you got to go with a specific purpose in mind. Don't stand against the wall and do nothing. You got to be able to schmooze and connect with people in the room. Whenever you go to an event like that, usually everyone is cross-recruiting someone. So be the best recruiter you can possibly be and leave with as many cards as possible. Do your best to avoid do your best to avoid bartering. Bartering is someone who wants to trade you their product for your product. Just remember, when someone's bartering with you, they are cross-recruiting you. You're cross-recruiting them, so understand it's a cross-recruit fest. Be a very good recruiter. Don't get sucked into joining some other business when you already have a great business. Stay focused on the task at hand. If you can't effectively do one business, don't get seduced into thinking you can have multiple streams of no income, because that's what you get. When you get overwhelmed and you take on more than one business and you don't have boundaries and you can't say no to someone else, then here's what happens. You end up having multiple streams of no income. Free leads. Here's how you create a free lead. You can go into your Google bar and you can type in any profession followed by an area code. 309, 312, 308, 307. Put in a particular type of profession, sales trainer, personal trainer, health coach, chiropractor. Put in chiropractor in the area code and it will pop up. Real estate agent, real estate investor, you dog breeder, any horse, you can put in any multitude of situations, and you can download leads. Yeah, but that's cold calling. Actually, it's calling. When you keep referring it as cold, it's going to be very icy. But when you take the perceived pain out of the process, have a system to call a lead, the system won't fail you. When you wing it, stumble around, bumble around, and awe, say, okay, wow, I'm not sure if I can do this. Whoa, I got my ass handed to me. When you have this kind of attitude, when you have anxiety about rejection, anxiety about abandonment, anxiety about making a fool of yourself, judgment, then you've created your own excuse to procrastinate. When you let go, you can take any lead in the world. Business cards are an unequivocal great lead because you want to have a business card with a picture. A business card usually tells a story about the person. A business card often has the brand of who they represent. MetLife, Farmers, Keller Williams, any multitude of situations on a business card. A contractor will have that, licensed contractor, handyman. You have a phone number, call them. When someone answers, what's the most predictable situation, they are going to say, hello. When they say hello, say, hi, my name is, I'm calling you from, in my hand is your business card. That's how you started the conversation. In my hand is your business card. How are you today? How are you today allows you to gauge the conversation. You have to have a system to call a lead, and the system will not fail you no matter what the lead is if you overcome your anxiety. But if you keep saying, I don't want to sell anything, I'm not comfortable with this, blah, 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 then you're going to continue to be broke. Then what you'll do is you'll procrastinate yourself through a month, a week, a year, or two, and you'll end up disappointed because you never learned the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement means that I must engage my prospects. By calling a prospect, you are calling the prospect to see if they QTF, qualify for time. You're calling to see if they qualify for your time. And when the person you're calling doesn't qualify for your time, you diplomatically let them go. A gentleman called one of my ads or my roadside sign the other night, goes, the reason I've avoided network marketing is a really high failure rate. I said, well, didn't you explain to me that you are in, that you short sell houses? And I said, what's the success ratio of people who short sell houses in Northern California, Chief? I didn't call him Chief, but that was my attitude. What is the success ratio of people in Northern California who short sell houses? Here's what it is. Slim and none. None rode out. Slim is mounting up. He donated. He was not interested. He already had a preconceived notion about the outcome. Even though he listened to my message, he was a qualified lead. I let him go very quickly. That's the purpose of having qualified leads and the purpose of having more leads in time, that you can let people go diplomatically without being in lead scarcity or lead poverty. If you are in lead poverty, you will be in broke thoughts because you want to stroke your pretty little pet. You'll hold on to your little pretty little pet. You'll stalk it. You'll follow up with them. And then you'll say, I need you. I need my little pet. Please get started with me. Let me sit down with you on a cocktail napkin and beg and seduce you into joining my enterprise so you can go off auto ship in 60 to 90 days so I can be disappointed. This sounds like a very good use of each of our time. Great, right here. sign up, here we go. See, that's what happens to so many people. That can't be your mindset. Your mindset has to be that you are a power prospector. Power prospecting doesn't mean you overpower your leads. It means that you come from power. You're not destitute. You're not broke. Yesterday is history. What happened yesterday has no identity in what you do today. The person that you show up on today is you have to show up as a professional. You have to show up as if you're in the game. You have to be able to do the as if. It may not have happened. You don't fake it till you make it, but you have to have posture today about the leads you will create. Every time you connect with someone, it's an opportunity to this. Do you keep your options open for multiple streams of income? Have you ever considered starting your own business? Are you health conscious? Are you image conscious? Are you looking for a way to create an additional $500 to $2,500 or more from home? Anytime you can connect with someone, you bridge the gap by asking that question. What do you do for a career? Is that a good profession? Not really. Right there is what you look for. You look for dissatisfaction. When you can find the problem, provide a solution, you bridge the gap. That's the whole purpose of having more leads than you have time. You want QB, qualified buyers. A qualified buyer has a much higher LOA, a law of average of a conversion. You're not just looking for a sign-up. You're looking for someone who can produce, someone who's going to receive value from the product, someone who's going to pass on referrals, someone who's going to be a walking billboard. You have to learn to get away from people. Go, what's in the product? I'm lactose intolerant. I have diabetes. I have the runs. Oh, I don't like shakes. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You want to get away from these people because they are attempting to seduce you into convincing them. A flaw finder. A flaw finder will find the flaw in the flaw where it's flawed. And they will flaw themselves into flawing the flaw. They'll find the flaw. You have to let go of flaw finders. These are the analytical processors who would rather be right than rich. You want to find the ideal customer, the ideal candidate. You do that by writing sales copy conducive to the outcome. I am seeking three people who are serious about being in the best physical and emotional shape that they've ever been in. If you are serious about transforming your physique and are in a position to release 5, 10, 15 or more pounds and also are committed to creating income from the comfort of your home, contact me. I mean, that would be very simple sales copy. Any kind of sales copy, what captures attention is a banner or a caption, because that's what people see first. Sports-minded, mompreneur, 250,000 first-year potential, heart of a champion, do you want the bank account of one, attitude, professional entrepreneur seeks like-minded individuals, and just these are the kind of captions that you learn to write. And millionaire blueprint, millionaire mentality, millionaire seeks apprentice, millionaire emotionality, whatever. The American populace has a fascination with millionaire. That's why there's so many shows on it, so many books written on it. Millionaire mind, you're not stating you're a millionaire. You're creating a caption that directs people to you. You want to be able to attract those kinds of people. Only 1/20th of 1% of the population has a net worth of $1 million. And the more you understand that that's a principle based on the law of the few, the more you will attract the few to you who want to live that lifestyle, the good life. When you are leading with a business, what you're actually leading with is the good life. What constitutes the good life was a very famous question that the great Jim Rohn was famous for asking. I mean, that's an individual process, and there's so many people that want to live a good life that you will never run out of leads. So as a lead generator, social media is unequivocally a great place to create leads. When you write a post and people start to look and like it, or you create a following, and you also must be patient when it comes to social media. The average person writes one post, gets very little traffic, and then gives up. You have to commit to 1 year or more of being on Facebook or any kind of social media or LinkedIn. One of my clients, Pete Tamillo, who I've coached for 2.5 years, he's also one of my teammates, is absolutely crushing LinkedIn. I have another gentleman, Mikhail Jessen, 23-year-old millionaire in real estate, absolutely crushes LinkedIn. C.G. Siddons, Alexis Romano, Jennifer Trinkner, Oliver Marshak, who's a 23-year-old young man in Los Angeles, California. These are clients of mine who unequivocally crush Facebook. But it doesn't happen overnight. Anything worth achieving is worth becoming a professional at. And if you're not willing to become a professional, pack it in. Keep your job, tiptoe quietly through life, arrive at your grave safely, and then live the greatest pain, the pain of regret. But if you're patient, if you're willing to stay in the game long enough to master the skills, if you'll stop whining, if you'll learn how to write sales copy, if you'll stop setting yourself up to being disappointed, if you learn how to ask questions in 5 to 15 words and end the question mark, if you learn how to write sales copy, David Harris, an exceptional client of mine who lives in Portage, Michigan, pioneered the art of using Post-its. David took a red stamp, the kind that it has ink in it, and you push it down, and it creates a message. He put his message on Post-its, and then would stick it on gas pumps. He actually would create 5 to 10 leads a day in his community around in Michigan by putting out Post-its. See, you have to have ingenuity. The American dream of the American way is ingenuity. That's your ideas that you turn into results. So ways to create leads. Here, I'm just going to run down this. There is pay-per-click advertising. Facebook on the right-hand side is very good. Sales funnels can be a very good way to create leads. Writing posts can be a very good way to create leads. Writing a dark post, dark, D-A-R-K, P-O-S-T, is another great way to create visibility. Branding yourself consistently by being available on Facebook, using recipes, before and after pictures, horses, animals, sports. I would stay away from politics and religion. You want to stay away from controversy when you are attracting people to your enterprise. Starting up a group, starting up a fan page that you're emotional about, learning how to add likes to your fan page so you can have enough law of average, being able to create 10, 15,000 likes in 90 days to 6 months, see, that gives you someone to prospect to. Facebook is covert advertising, covert marketing. You don't ever put your company in someone's face. Signs, billboards, roadside signs are a way to do this. Being able to have a button on your shirt. Herbalife was famous for this one. Lose weight now, ask me how. I wrote a 6-questionnaire survey called Millionaire Survey, 6 simple questions about becoming a millionaire. Pay attention to other advertisements. It's crucial that you watch the caption, you watch the intro, you watch the outgo, you watch the takeaway, watch the clock in the right-hand side. For the next 36 minutes, you can purchase the Tony Robbins Edge for as little as $59.95 a month. Watch real estate speakers, how they speak. Watch infomercials. Watch how it's done. Pay attention to the signs and billboards as you are driving down the highway. And the more attention you pay, the better you're going to get at the process. Have your head up. Look around. Understand it. How many books do you have on branding, selling, and marketing? You should definitely have Why People Buy by the great Paco Underhill. Patience is unequivocally required. There are many old school traditional ways, a sign on the back of a vehicle, a pickup truck, an SUV, or any type of vehicle like that that has a flat window on the back is a great way to attract leads. I mean, there are so many ways to create leads. Interest-creating cards. Do you know that on every sheet of paper, there's an individual 9 squares per sheet of paper? You can buy a light card stock. It's not heavy. A light card stock at any printer. You can have 500 cards cut up for about $50 with a message on it. I used to do that. Yellow cards, red ink. It said $250,000. Frightened of being successful, let me scare you to death with an 800 number on it. Fan pages, posting. I mean, there are so many ways to create leads. Start 3 to 7 leads. Buying leads, I mean, once again, it's a crapshoot when you're buying leads, but buying leads is better than nothing. Downloading leads is very easy. You got to have more leads than you have time. 3 to 7 ways to create a lead. That's all I have for you on tonight's call. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This Saturday, I will be in Columbia, South Carolina with Jennifer Corliss Trinkner and Bridget Bartley, who are filling the room for me. I look forward to having an outstanding world-class event. That is from 9 to 4 this Saturday, February 8th. February 15th, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee. March 1st, Weehawken, New Jersey. With that, this call is a call and will be available at calls.goldenmastermind.com. Thank you very much, everyone. You have a great night, a great evening, and really take this month to the next level. February is the shortest month of the calendar year. Finish strong. Thank you, everyone. Good night. Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Jeffrey.
Thank you,
very
much. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeffrey. You rock, man.
Good night, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Thank you.
Yep.